The closing moments of our meeting, I want to speak to you about something that we all know about and that we all battle with from day to day. It's the little word, time. Here's what Romans 13, 11 and 12 says. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Then we read in Romans 5, 6 to 8, for when we were without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 5, it says, a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Benjamin Franklin said on one occasion, time is the stuff that life is made of. Time forms life's building blocks. We do a lot of funny things with time. We watch it. We guard it. We keep it. We kill it. We waste it. We lose it. And we pass it. Time in turn drags on. It passes by. It slips away. It runs out. And it flies. Very familiar saying, time flies. On a church clock in Chester, here's the words that were printed underneath. It said, the clock of time is wound but once, and no one has the power to say just when that clock will stop, at late or early hour. To lose your wealth is sad indeed, to lose your health is more, but to lose your soul is such a loss that no man can restore. How solemnly true these words are. A preacher was heard to say on one occasion, excuse me, sir, have you got a minute? A familiar Osterism is the saying, have you got a minute? Just a minute. Only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. Give account if I abuse it, just a tiny little minute. But eternity is in it. And these verses that I've read to you, they all make mention of the word time. Knowing the time, it is high time, in due time, discerning time and judgment. And so the first thing I want to say to you this evening is, it's time to waken up. That's what Romans 13 tells us. It's time to waken up, to rise from our sleep, to rise to reality. The time is critical. The day of grace is fast coming to a close. And as the hymn writer has said, soon will the season of rescue be o'er. Soon will your opportunity of getting right with God be past. The verse tells us the night is far spent. The day of eternal glory is about to dawn for we believers. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Our final deliverance is about to take place. Jesus is coming again. Yes, we've been saved from the penalty of sin. And we're daily being saved from the power of sin. But one of these days we're going to be saved from the very presence of sin. Our final deliverance is going to take place. For the Bible tells us that Jesus is coming again. And we will rise to meet him in the air. Those of us who are ready, who have been saved, we will rise to meet him in the air. And what a wonderful day that will be. But the emphasis is, time is running out. Soon will the season of rescue be over and finished with, and your opportunity will be gone. In 2 Samuel chapter 19, mention is made of an 80-year-old man called Barzillai. He went to see David on one occasion and he asked him a very searching question. He says, David, could you tell me how long I have to live? I want to know how much longer I've got. How long am I going to live? And David, being the honest man that he was, could not answer the question. And neither do we know how much longer we have to live. Life is very uncertain. I'm sure that lovely little girl who went to Belfast to shop with her father and her brother, didn't realize just how short time was going to be for her. James tells us that we do not know about what may happen tomorrow. He says, what is your life? It is but a wisp of vapor, a puff of smoke, a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. On the 15th of March this year, I lost one of my very best friends, a man that I had been friendly with for years. Him and I were elders in the Lurgan Church. We went out visiting together, we sang in the choir together, we worshipped together. And once a month, a group of us went into the mountains for a walk. And we were walking in the Antrim Hills. And some of the party had gone ahead of us to get the cars to come back to collect the lady who was walking with us because she had hurt her ankle in a fall. And we were walking towards the finish point when I suddenly heard a gasp. And my good friend Sidney was lying dead at my feet. You can imagine how traumatic that was. But I tell you, it brought home to me with great force just how brief life really is. And just how sudden death can be. Psalm 89 says, remember how short my time is and what a mere fleeting life mine is. Scripture emphasizes again and again how fleeting time is. We read, but this I say, brethren, that time is short. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Why, the judge is standing before the door on the very threshold. It is time to seek the Lord. Yesterday is a cash check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is cash in hand. So invest it wisely. Paul urges his unsaved listeners to trust the Savior while it is still the day of salvation. But time is running out. Listen to what the hymn writer says. Seek ye the Lord, for these are tremendous days. How Satan plans and works in such subtle ways. Frustrate those plans, God's ensign of freedom raise. Seek ye the Lord today. Sin leaves its mark of anguish and bitterness. After long months of grief and unhappiness, come as you are in all your unworthiness. Seek ye the Lord today. Just as I am, I yield ye my heart for aye. Seek ye the Lord today. It is time to waken up and to realize how short time really is, how uncertain life is. It is time then to own up. Someone has said Christianity is different and unlike every other major religion because it does not have at its core the need for us to try and earn acceptance with God. Romans 5 dismisses that completely because it says we're without strength. Here's how it describes the sinner, without strength, like water spilled on the ground, unable to contribute anything towards their salvation, weak and helpless. No virtue in any of us to commend us to God. No excellency in us to win his favor. Utterly unworthy. Then it says we're ungodly, without reverence for God, seeking to gratify our unholy desires and our ungodly passions. No time for God and his word or his ways. No virtue in us. Nothing to commend us. Why, from the very sole of our feet to the head of our head, there is no soundness in us at all. And sinners, rebellious, sons of disobedience, following the curse and fashion of this world, unbelieving, trespassers, breakers of God's law. What a catalogue. What a description. A very vivid description of what we are like in our sins. Have you ever owned up to the fact that you're without strength and that there's nothing you can do to merit God's great salvation? Have you ever owned up to the fact that you're ungodly and a sinner in God's sight? All have sinned, says the Bible, and come short of the glory of God. There's none of us escapes that. And our sin is manifested before our very eyes in sexual immorality, in jealousy, in fits of rage, in selfish ambition, in envy, and in drunkenness. And one day we will be called to give an account. The Lord reigns forever. He will judge the world in righteousness. We are destined to die once, but after this, the judgment. Wouldn't it be better to own up now? Wouldn't it be better to admit that you're a sinner now? Wouldn't it be better to realize that there's nothing you can do to save yourself? To realize that you're ungodly? To realize that you've sinned against God? Better own up now. For the Bible tells us if we freely admit that we have sinned and that we're ungodly and that we're unable to do anything to save ourselves and confess our sins, it says that God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The basis of his forgiveness and cleansing is that at the appointed time, in the fullness of time, Christ died for the ungodly. God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God sent his Son, and through his perfect, sinless life and atoning death on the cross of Calvary, we can be justified. We can be cleansed by his blood. We can be reconciled by his death, and we can be delivered from wrath to come. There is the good news of the gospel. The act of divine love is unparalleled and unique. Sinner in the meeting, God has demonstrated his love for you by sending his only begotten Son, who died on the cross that you might be forgiven. He died to make you good, that you might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. We sing in the choir sometimes, "Seek ye the Lord as God's word doth indicate." Some hear the call, but many still hesitate. Break loose those bonds, respond, or it is too late. Seek ye the Lord today. Just as I am, I seek thee, O Lord, today. These are the words that we're longing to hear you say. Just as I am, I yield ye my heart for aye. Seek ye the Lord today. It's time to waken up. Time is short. It's time to own up. Better admit now that you're a sinner, unable to do anything to save yourself, and embrace Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's time to wise up. Sometimes my younger son says to me, "Dad, wise up." And for a while I wondered what he meant. Get real. Wise up. A wise man's heart discerneth the time. Now is the time of God's favor. It is time to seek the Lord. The wise man built his house upon the rock. He was sensible. He was prudent. He was practical. And he was wise. The five virgins who were wise and sensible and prudent, they took extra oil, but the foolish virgins were without forethought. Fools when the bridegroom came. Those who were prepared went into the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Think of the rich farmer who only made provision for his temporal and material needs. And God said to him, "You're a fool. This night thy soul shall be required of thee." Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, "Think over and make up your minds for yourselves about what I say. I appeal to your reason, your wisdom and discernment in these matters." Wise up. Get real. Eternity is approaching fast. Don't be a fool. Be wise. This is the hour to be saved. God's favor today is the day to be saved. You may never experience a time like this again. The present may never just be like this again. Maybe God has spoken to you. Will you trust Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight? I had a friend who went to hospital some 7 or 8 years ago. I'm glad, to use the words of an old farmer, that he had thatched his house in the summer. He had made preparation when he was young in life. He had trusted Christ as his Savior. And he was a fine, fine Christian man. But he took that horrible disease called Alzheimer's. And after a period of time, albeit I had been his friend for years, he didn't even know who I was. He couldn't recognize his wife or his children. And for 5 or 6 years, that was his state. I often thought as I went to visit him, had Billy not have trusted the Lord when he was young and had all his faculties, how could I ever have got it through to him that he was a sinner in need of God's salvation when he was ill in hospital? You're here in the meeting tonight. You've all your faculties. You know what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying. You can realize the brevity of time. You realize that you're unable to save yourself. You're a sinner in God's sight. And may you see how good God has been to you in sending his Son to die for a sinner like you. I say the night that I was saved, I was absolutely amazed as I viewed again the cross of Calvary and saw Jesus Christ dying for a sinner like me. And yet, it's true. He did. And that night, I'm glad he gave me the grace to repent of my sin and to embrace him and to trust him as my own and personal Savior. That's 50 years ago. So it has been well tried and tested. And I can tell you, it's the best decision I've ever made. So young person, older person in the meeting tonight, I appeal to you to waken up. Time is running out. To own up, you're a sinner in need of God's great salvation. Wise up. Think carefully what I've said. Be wise tonight. Make the Lord your final choice. Then all heaven will rejoice. But be wise.